horses that needed that.
All right. You went to the store and bought a dozen oranges. The grocer might put them in a... Buy a dozen oranges or apples. The grocer might put them into a...
What, a bag?
All right. What's a bag usually made of?
What's a bag made of? They're a paper bag just like you have them.
All right.
Present day.
Right, now if you're going to buy 100, if you buy 100 pounds of potatoes at a store.
100 pounds of potatoes would be in a croaker sack.
Okay. The amount of corn that could be milled at one time, what would you call that? If you're going to mill corn, and the amount that could be done at one time, would you have
you're talking about a bushel?
Well, a bushel is fine, or I was thinking of a bushel, or if you use the term... A
toll is used.
A what?
Toll.
A toll of corn? Or a turn?
I don't quite get what you...
Well, like a turn of corn, or a...
A turn, that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's something, we just call them a bag, but a ton of corn you used to put on for a boy to ride to the mill, put on the horse and you hop up behind it and go to the mill. That's what you're talking about, a ton of coal.
Right, okay, fine. Now, do you have a name for a partial load of wood or coal or something that you might have on a wagon?
A partial load?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have a name for that.
Something like a half load or a jag or something like that?
No, I didn't get that. We didn't get that.
Okay, and the amount that you could carry at one time in your arms, talking about wood. Say I had a what of wood?
You're talking about a ton?
Well, okay. Or an armful or an armload. Either of those familiar.
Well, I'm thinking of armload.
Using the term arm, what would you say?
Mm-hmm.
You know, using the term arm.
I think I would use that. I never would have occasion to use that.
Okay. And when women on wash day, they women take the clothes out of the wash house or the basement or wherever they're doing the kitchen, wherever they're doing the washing, and they carry it out to the yard in a...
Now, what's your hunting?
Well, I was thinking of either a laundry basket or a clothes basket.
Well, we'd call it a clothes basket.
All right. And so, different kinds of stoppers for bottles. You know, you open up a bottle and you take a permanent cap off a bottle and then you put a temporary cap back in it if you don't use the whole amount.
A bottle stopper? What?
Right. That's fine. What would they used to be made of? They almost all were...
They were caulk.
All right.
And if you couldn't do my belly, you could make a paper stopper if you lost the caulk.
Uh-huh. And what... How was that made? You mean just tearing off a piece of paper and...
Just keep a rod up and you keep fitting and stop the top of the bottle there.
I see. Now this is a little musical instrument that children used to blow on.
Oh, you're talking about a harp?
Sure.
I never could blow one.
Okay. And then the one that they used to hold between the teeth and twang on.
Used harp, I couldn't blow that either.
Okay. And something you used to drive nails with.
Hmm?
Drive nails with.
A hammer?
Sure. Now, these are a couple of parts of a wagon. The part that went up between two horses.
That's a toe.
All right. And on a buggy, the parts that went up on the side.
And the shaft.
And the part on the back, on the front of the wagon that they would pull on. You know those things that sometimes there was one all the way across?
Well, somebody, double tree.
All right. Double tree. Now, was a double tree two pieces or one piece?
Double tree was one piece, and the single trees added on to the double tree.
And the single trees were separate.
They were the width of the house. The double tree went across all the...
I see.
The tongue, it was balanced. That's there.
Okay.
And so,
all right. And the part of a wheel that the... what do you call the iron part of a wheel?
That's a tire.
All right, what was that attached to?
Hmm?
What was that attached to?
To a fellow. Wait a minute. A rim. A rim. A rim. A fellow. What was a fellow?